I mentioned Sarah Blakely on the broadcast the other day in the context of her being the youngest self-made woman, she's 41, on the Forbes billionaires list. She got there with the company she founded, Spanx, which, to be honest, I'd never heard of until about a month ago. But the Spanx story is pretty good, so we made some phone calls. And today on Conversations from the Corner Office, here she is. Sarah Blakely, it's good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
First things first, we should probably say Spanx is not just one thing. It's a product line of hundreds of items, right?
It is, yes. We actually have 200 body-shaping, body-transforming products.
Well, okay, so I was going to save this till the end, but since you brought it up, I got in some trouble the other day for calling Spanx a girdle. I basically said, Spanx, you know, girdles. Listeners went bananas.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They were like, no, they're not girdles. And some said, yes, they are. But mostly it was, no, they're not. So now that I've got you here, let me hear it from the horse's mouth. Girdle, not girdle.
Definitely not a girdle. I mean,
really?
Let me tell you, because girdles have such a negative connotation.
Well,
they've been uncomfortable. And so what Spanx did was fill this little niche of undergarments for women that was so long overdue. And I took pantyhose material because it's so thin and second to skin and used that to create shapewear. Whereas before, girdles and shapewear were very thick, very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. They almost looked like workout clothes under your beautiful clothes.
Right, right. All right, that makes sense. So mea culpa then to everybody who yelled at me. You were right, and I was wrong. There's, you know, the story of you founding this company is pretty well known. I mean, you were a fax saleswoman, right? Unhappy with your pantyhose, and you basically cut the feet off and went from there.
Well, I was actually unhappy with the way my rear end looked in white pants, Guy. I just got to call a spade a spade.
All right.
Yeah, I'd never taken a business class. I'd never worked in fashion or retail. I'm just like so many women. I was frustrated. I had these white pants I'd spent a lot of money on. And you get home and you think, what am I really supposed to wear under this? So it was a frustrated consumer moment. I had $5,000 in savings. And I went on the internet and was like, I got to figure out how to keep these comfortably just below the knee because they smoothed me out and made me look firmer and toner and no panty lines.
How did you get, though, from that $5,000 to a billion-dollar company, by a lot of estimates, with no debt, no outside investors, and without really having to spend a whole lot on advertising? How'd you do that?
You know, I didn't know better. I had never taken a business class, so I really did not even know how it was done. I didn't even realize that people went out and got tons of VC or raised all kinds of money. So I thought, okay, you know, I've got to do as much of this as I can on my own. I was very resourceful. I went to patent attorneys, and they all charged me between $3,000 and $5,000 to do the patent. So I couldn't afford that. I went to Barnes & Noble and bought a book on patents and wrote my own patent. I trademarked the name Spanx online for $150 with my credit card. And I just, you know, and then once I got the first batch, I went and I sent them to Oprah as a gift. And then I cold called Neiman Marcus and I just continued to use the money that I made from the sales for the next batch. And it organically grew.
And you never had to go out and say, listen, I need your investment money?
No.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's a great story, right?
Yeah, it's just proof that the American dream still exists, still can happen. I mean, you know, the business is almost 12 years old, and it's been a really wonderful, wild ride.
Let me ask you the entrepreneurial question, though. How did you know, when did you know, because you are the founder, not the CEO of this company, how did you know enough to get out of your own way and hire a real CEO?
It's a great question. I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs end up getting in the way of the growth of their own business because it's a totally different skill set to run, operate a business, grow it year over year versus be the one who started it. So I knew I had to be every department when I started. I was the packer, the shipper, the before and after shot, butt shot mm-hmm. model. I mean, I was everything.
Hey now,
and
hey now, it's a family
I
show.
Learned very quickly what I liked to do, what I didn't like to do, and what I was good at and what I wasn't good at. And as soon as I could afford to hire my weaknesses, I did. And my CEO came on board about 2 years after I had started Spanx. And it has been a wonderful partnership and relationship for the last 10 years. And she really focuses on that. I focus a lot on the creative, on inventing new products, working with the product development team, the marketing team, sales. I'm the face of the brand. We still, after almost 12 years, we've never advertised.
That was a great line. You hire your weaknesses.
Yeah. I mean, I always encourage people, as soon as you can afford to do it, do it.
Yeah. So I was at a big fancy education gala thing this past weekend, fundraiser, and I didn't actually ask around, but had I, my guess would have been that some sizable proportion of the women there were wearing Spanx. And the question that comes out of that is, have you made it okay now for women to talk about this and to actually wear this kind of shapewear?
Well, I think women like Gwyneth Paltrow and Beyonce Jessica Alba have.
All right, wait a minute. Gwyneth Paltrow and Beyonce, none of those women need Spanx, right?
Well, listen, every woman who doesn't know what to wear under a great pair of slacks that has, you know, doesn't want a panty lying or a thong showing, it likes Spanx. So a lot of women can be very slender but still want the effect of Spanx under their clothes. So I credit it to these celebrities that just called it like it was. I mean, it used to be shapewear. Nobody would ever talk about it. And then, yes, you know, I did put my own butt on the line from the very beginning and stood in department stores and said, this is me, and this is a picture of me in Spanx and without Spanx in my white pants. And I think it gave women permission, and we all sort of said, yeah, you know, I could use that, or it does help me out too. And it is so crazy now, Kai, because everywhere I go, I get flashed. My husband,
flashed.
I get flashed. Wow. I mean, he didn't believe it until we started dating, and he's like, "God, everywhere you go, women are flashing you their chest, their rear end. They're lifting up their skirts at cocktail parties."
And, all right, you know what? That's a little weird.
Well, they're just so excited to show me or to tell me what they want. You know, that's how I get all my good ideas from women coming up to me and saying, I hate that my bra strap itches me here. Right. Can you make something like this?
Okay, enough about you. What about me? When are you going to have something for men that I can wear that I'm not afraid to talk about?
Kai, we have men's now. So I got to tell you about this, okay? Because what happened was all these men just started requesting it. And wives would say, can you do something for my husband? And for years, stylists from Hollywood have been putting men, their A-list celebrities, in music videos and in movies in our Spanx for Women. So we're like, you know, there is a demand here. And what we decided to do was reinvent the undershirt. I felt like the men's undershirt has been the same for 100 years. Nobody's paid any attention to it. It's boxy, it's bulky. And we just decided to narrow it in at the waistline, taper it in a little bit, add a little bit of Lycra to it so it you know, can hold in the stomach area a little bit, give low back support, and it looks much cleaner under suits and dress shirts. But it's still a cotton undershirt. So if anybody saw you standing in it, it would just look like your typical undershirt, but it keeps its shape longer.
Yeah. Now, you have men's briefs, right? And there's a certain compression issue there that sounds troubling.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, too, because there's no compression and no shaping in our briefs. All we did was reinvent the pouch. And without getting into too much detail, the men that wear it and test fit it all said that it was very, very comfortable and it kept the family together.
Kept the family. when did you know that this company was going to make it?
Well, I knew that my initial product was going to make it when I got the call from Oprah.
Yeah, well,
She chose it as her favorite product of the year. I had only been... I'd only quit my job 2 weeks prior, so that was an amazing moment. And then when I came up with my next big hit, it was called the Power Panty, and it was a little shaper short that stopped on the thigh that had no leg band, so it didn't leave a line or bulge under women's pants. And when that took off on QVC, I think I sold, you know, 10,000 of them in 6 minutes.
Ugh.
I came off the air and I just remember I got this feeling that came over me and I started to cry and I thought, I'm not just a one-hit wonder. Like, there's something to this. And then the business just continued to grow from requests from consumers.
There is a certain nomenclature issue with this company. First of all, with Spanx, it's a little bit naughty. It's a little bit, you know, whatever. But then you've got the bra cha-cha. You've got the power panty. I mean, you guys take some time and care with naming your product.
We do. We have a lot of fun with that. We, you know, shapewear and hosiery is not the most exciting subject. So when I named it Spanx 12 years ago out of my apartment, part of my thinking was if I can make people laugh or smile or make it memorable, people might want to talk about this. So it ended up working. You know, nobody ever forgets it. It kind of makes your mind wander. It's all about the rear end. making it look better. So it's the name has really served me well. And thank God I didn't name it my runner-up. My runner-up idea was Open-Toed Delilahs.
Oh, geez, no.
How bad is that?
It's horrible.
I mean, I don't think I'd be sitting here.
Yeah, you would not be having these interviews, right? No, absolutely. We wouldn't be doing this. Not that you need to, but as you think about expanding, which obviously you are, it's going to take some resources. It's going to take some capital. Are you thinking at all about taking this firm public?
You know, I never, ever was open to it until recently. And recently I just started saying, you know, I feel open to the possibility of either something like that or bringing in possibly an outside investor, because I've been funding the business solely myself. And where we are right now and the growth we want to have internationally and opening Spanx retail standalone stores, it's going to require a significant amount of investment in order to do it. So I want to do what's right for the business. And if it makes sense, then I will do it. But up until now, I was like, no, never, never. But now I'm saying never say never.
Sarah Blakely, she's the founder of Spanx. Sarah, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Kai. And I'm going to send you the Spanx for men, okay?
All right. And I will, you know what? So I'll try them, but I'm not going to tell anybody about it.
All right. Got a deal.